When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Dukes and Bell. Turtle is in for Mike today, and we're talking about a variety of things. We're going to get into some NFL conversation coming up here. We're going to talk to our buddy Wes Durham.
That's Wes.
Drewham! Coming up in about 15 minutes, and we're also going to talk about what Kirby had to say about Gunnar Stockton as he's been getting more and more reps. It's official. Carson Beck is out, had surgery. We found out yesterday that he had the surgery out in California. For the URL.
UCL.
UCL, excuse me, URL. That's
the website. That's the thing you put the website into.
Well, and what used to be on MTV? What was that? TRL.
TRL. TRL. With Carson Daly.
Yeah. TRL. But yes,
we just did 6 degrees of that's URL right there.
Isn't it crazy?
That's why this is the number one sports show in
Atlanta. I wish Carson Beck nothing but the best. Guy hit me up. He says, man, it sounds like, you know, you don't want Beck back. Look, I don't have any say in this. Like, Turtle and I don't have any say in this. This is really going to come down to whether or not Gunnar Stockton can handle the moment. If he does, it gives Georgia options. That's a good place to be in. To say, hey, we got a guy that we really feel good about who just led us to a national championship, which could happen. Or he led us there, we lost, but damn, he played well. And guess what? We got a guy that we know we can trust, and he's a starter and has been. It gives you options. That's not a bad place to be in.
Well,
I don't know where this goes or how they make that decision. But I do think if you say if he wins it and Georgia wins the Natty, yeah, that makes it a lot easier. But if he doesn't, does it make it a lot easier even if he plays well and they don't win it?
But what if, Carl, Dan Lanning over at Oregon says, hey, Phil.
Come on through.
Can you cut a check?
Yeah.
Can we go get a national championship caliber quarterback to replace Dylan Gabriel?
That's what they did this year. You're right.
Can we do it again? What if Kalen DeBoer says, I need to right this ship. I know a guy who I can call who can come steady my program. Hey, Carson, you want to make $6-8 million in Alabama? We got it.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, that is a part of this that we haven't discussed because we're all under the assumption that he didn't want to go anywhere else. We don't know that either. So I agree. I think when you start talking about the transfer portal and how that's changed things, that could play out as well. Bottom line, though, is he's had the surgery. They say he'll be ready to throw in the spring, and hopefully that's the case for him. Got this tweet, and I just want to read this real quick from Manny because I was talking about the defenses, and he's like, Dukes, you don't trust Georgia's defense, but you should know because they shut down the Horns twice. LOL, go Dogs. Actually, it was once. One dominant performance. The second game was not that. It was an overtime, you know, grind out dogfight. The second game was completely different. And the first game, yeah, you beat the hell out of the Texas Longhorns at their house. But one dominant game doesn't make me trust you like the 21 defense.
Well, they also gave up 42 to Georgia Tech.
But Miss State, 31. I mean, that could go on and on. There's a variety of games this year where Georgia's not looked the part. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Manny. That was a dominant performance, and I think it surprised everybody around the country because we hadn't seen that Georgia defense up until that point. Remember, that was that game where it was like, oh, Georgia's defense, and they showed up. But they're still in the 21 defense. I watched it. They gave up 9 points a game. They shut people out game after game after game. This isn't that. So, yeah, I'm not saying that because of what I've seen in the last few weeks that I trust Georgia's defense to go into these playoffs and shut out Notre Dame and shut out – who would they play? Oh, Boise or Penn State, and then shut out potentially Oregon or Ohio State or whoever else might be there. No, I don't. 404-726-0929. Appreciate you, Manny, as always, though. We got a lot to get to. Wes is on the way. Let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Hey. Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Jerry Jones. Sean and RJ show in Dallas 105.3. The Fan said that they've had conversations. Oh, I'm talking about Mike McCarthy. Hey, they've had conversations about the future. What are those conversations? Because he's not revealing whether he's going to retain him. But if you're having conversations with a coach that doesn't have a contract, why else would you be having conversations? I think that Mike McCarthy is back as the Cowboys coach. I think he's cheaper than anybody that Jerry's going to go out and potentially grab. And his resume speaks for itself. Everybody wants a Super Bowl winning coach. Listen, you don't think Raheem Morris being a Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator helped him get this job? Like having that experience and knowing what that's about? I think everybody talks about it, and here's where I'm at. I don't think it's a bad idea. Dak's hurt. Hell, half the team is hurt, and they're competing. The Cowboys have not given up. I just find it interesting that Jerry doesn't want to commit to it yet, knowing that this is probably where he's going to go. He said, quote, "I've implied every conversation that we're in a position that we've had conversations with Mike." He's talking about, you know, the head coach. Discussing the situation, the football team, the future. Okay, the only reason you're doing that is because you want to lay the landscape and say, hey, this is where we're going when the season's over. I think McCarthy's back as the Cowboys coach. Is it a bad decision?
It doesn't feel, and I have to use that word with a big underline, bold font, like a championship team. And the DNA of your championship team is your quarterback and your head coach. And to me, Carl, right now, it just doesn't feel like a Super Bowl team with Dak and with Mike McCarthy leading the way. You're not getting rid of Dak, so I think you have to get rid of McCarthy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, he's got choices. Obviously, he could go a variety of ways. There's a bunch of people that would love to take the Cowboys' job and take Jerry's money.
I would hire Mike Vrabel before the ink was dry on the pen. I think he's the perfect fit there. No nonsense, going to come in, reestablish the culture. He can handle the spotlight. He's been on a winning team with the Patriots. All the media circus that's going to be down there won't bother him. And you give him the tools and the weapons. Because, Carl, they need to fix that defense.
They do.
He's the guy to do it.
They've won four of their last five, and this is why Jerry might keep him. When they played here against us, it was the worst performance. It couldn't have gone any worse for the Cowboys. Matter of fact, Cowboy fans, you know you were leaving in the fourth quarter. They're 7-8 despite missing Dak, DeMarcus Lawrence, one of their key offensive linemen in Zach Martin. Trayvon Diggs is hurt. If you chalk all of that up and you're Jerry, you go, get those guys back. You're right. You still got to spend some money in free agency and improve the defense. But maybe this isn't as bad as it looks right now, and they're competing. But to say the Cowboys have won four of their last five, that's saying something.
Yeah, but Carl, they won 12 games, what, 3 years in a row?
They did.
And they didn't do jack in the playoffs. Mike McCarthy, he's an okay coach.
All right.
He's not a guy that's going to be the reason you win a championship because his game plans are so extraordinary that they rival Belichick and Parcells. You could put a Vrabel in there and you could get better results, in my opinion. He won a Super Bowl, but look what he had. He had Aaron Rodgers in his prime.
Yeah, he did.
Who's
2010.
Maybe the best quarterback physically I've ever seen throw the football. So I get it. He has a ring in his pocket, but Carl, to me, he's not. He's not Andy Reid. He's not one of those guys. Come on now.
By the way, as we go around the league, Ja'Marr Chase is breaking his own records. I mentioned this. They should have cut the check. But with two games remaining, Ja'Marr Chase is within striking distance of a couple of more franchise records. One of them, he's one touchdown shy of matching Carl Pickens. Remember him? Carl Pickens, 17 touchdowns in 1995.
Is that George's dad?
No, it's not. Pickens played at Tennessee, but he was a really good wide receiver. And then Chase also needs five catches, just five to break T.J., Houshmandzadeh's record of 112 balls set back in 2007.
The ponytail.
This is an incredible season for a guy that thought he was going to get his bag before the season started. His quarterback is unbelievable.
Should be in the MVP conversation.
He should be. And now you're talking about him breaking these franchise records. All I'm telling you is whatever the money was for the highest paid receiver, was it? It's Justin Jefferson, right?
Justin Jefferson, yeah.
Add $10 million onto that. That's what Ja'Marr Chase is about to ask for.
Woof.
Inflation, fool. Yeah. I mean, like, there's no way he's just going to say, yeah, I'll take Ja'Marr Chase's money. Or, excuse me, Justin Jefferson's money. And they're boys. When you made me play it out, and then I came back and had a record-breaking season, I think he might be the first $40 million wide receiver.
Here's my only concern, Carl. The team is just so bad.
Oh, they got holes.
Like, how can you invest a combined, what, $80 million between your QB1 and your wide receiver one and the rest of
Dallas
your team?
Dallas is doing it.
Dallas isn't good either.
Dallas is doing
They're not good either.
Miami's doing
They're not good either. They're not good either. And now Tyreek's coming out and saying, I need to reassess my relationship with Tua on the field.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Tyreek.
Yeah. So, Carl, riddle me this. Who's protecting Joe Burrow next year?
I don't know.
Right.
If you're Ja'Marr Chase, do you care?
Yes.
You made me play for my supper. I am eating all day. Like yes, feed him. I mean, I get it. You're right. The composition of the team. But that's not Ja'Marr Chase's deal. Ja'Marr Chase is like, yo, you didn't want to pay me. Here was the rate last year. It's a year later. We're going to go into the offseason. I'm just saying. If I'm him, I'm asking for every damn thing.
And here's another problem, too. Name a Cincinnati defender. Name one.
We got their best one that used to be there is Jesse Bates.
Who do they have, Carl? Sam Hubbard? Is he still there? I don't know.
Hendrickson is their best defender. But with that said, they have a lot of holes.
Isn't he on the Saints now? Or was it the other one?
He was on the Saints.
He was on the Saints.
And went to Cincinnati. They paid him a lot of money to go there. And he's been great, by the way. Gets after the quarterback like crazy. Hey, man, as we talk about what's going on around the NFL, we do have Christmas games.
I love it.
Got to be honest with you. Presents, food, all the traditions, and then football.
Unless you forget, Carl, the most important part, the only thing my girlfriend cares about.
What's that?
Queen Bey.
This is true.
She's performing.
Yeah, I know. Well, did you hear what Lamar said? He's going to leave the locker room at halftime.
Watch.
He said he was going to apologize to Harbaugh and his boys at halftime because he wanted to see Beyonce. Pickens is a green light for the Chiefs matchup, which is great news for the Steelers. He is going to play. So for those of you who are into, betting, and we are. Pickens is playing. Russell Wilson had a couple of bad turnovers in the last game. Steelers at home. I think it's going to be a very fun game.
And his dad, Carl, will be in the seats.
Yeah. And the other game, by the way, Ravens-Texans.
It's a big one for Houston.
It is.
They just got Deontay Johnson, by the way.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
they need to fill the hole for Tank Dell.
I know. He's just a body, though, right? Is he going to do anything?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He hasn't done anything. He's been on 4 teams.
But Carl, if he's kind of like that kid in class that gets a D on a paper. It's like, but if you tried, you could have gotten an A. He doesn't try.
Yeah.
He doesn't try, which to me, if he's ever going to try, he's in a playoff chase right now. He's on a team that needs him. Maybe he can go out and catch 4 or 5 balls. Who knows?
All right, so Chiefs, Steelers, 1 o'clock, and then Ravens, Texans, 4:30 on Christmas Day. Then Thursday, we get football. Seahawks, Bears. That's the only NFL game. Yuck. It's on Amazon. It's Thursday night. Obviously, Thursday night football. That doesn't change. Yeah. Saturday, we get 3 games. Chargers, Patriots, Broncos, Bengals. Big one. Bengals win. They are still in the mix potentially to get to the playoffs, which is crazy because they don't have a tiebreaker against the Broncos.
Chargers are coming off that come from behind.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Patriots played well, too, last week. And then at night. So this is Saturday. So you got a 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and then an 8 o'clock game, Cardinals-Rams. And then we get to the Sunday matchups. So it's a full slate of games, and we know Sunday night it's our Falcons and Commanders, and it's going to be a big game.
I'm so nervous.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm excited nervous.
Oh, got you.
Like, I got butterflies, Carl. It's like first date energy.
He did that already. Yeah, you're gonna the Commanders are gonna be a tough task. We're gonna talk to the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high profile and under the radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.